Podacular episode 195, Halo Wars campaign, level 6 to 7, for the week of July the 3rd, 2009.
What is that you confess?
Welcome to Podacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
Welcome back to the Halo Universe Podcast, everybody, and I'm your host, G. Lewis, as always, and joining you this week, joining me this week, because I'm the host, joining me this week is... Dustin?
How am I joining you? I'm a host.
You're joining me! Dang it! You went on last week and you made me do it all by myself.
Guilty. Guilty as charged, I guess.
Failed as charged.
Joining me this week, as always,
we have the Aussie Nation this week.
Oh, you can't call the boys.
Yeah.
So, guys, anyway,
We are doing it with a few Aussies. I saw from the land down under, those guys. They're on this week.
I come from the land down under.
Those are the guys we have on.
I said, do you speak my language?
They were all turning Japanese.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
All right. Anyway, let's do this in order. Rice Cake, I want to say hello. Rice Snake, my bad.
Well, I'm Rice Snake Roz. I like long walks on the beach. I'm just kidding. I found the site, I guess, a year ago now. And I was just around a random iTunes browse, I guess, just looking for things
roused.
Like that. It was an arousing iTunes browse.
That's what he said.
I had my tissues,
Gary.
I had my tissues and my Vaseline. No, I'm just kidding. I joined the site, and here I am.
Awesome. Well, we enjoy having you on with your accent, and we probably have you a lot of that hopefully in the bloopers later. Why don't we say hi to our non-tardy host.
Hey, I'm Arbitation, also from Australia, obviously.
He said fungus. You fail.
I thought he said anyone. Yes, I'm fungus.
He said. You already f***ed it up, and it's like 2 seconds into the show.
That's right.
Now you're screwing it up, too.
That's how I roll.
You're almost a bloody head already.
My bad.
Just put another shrimp on the barbie. It'd be all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, fungus, you go then.
A few dingoes.
I'm Fungus Oz. I've been... listening to Podtacular since I subscribe as soon as it started to wrap up with Fumo and JBB, so that same as Hippie Boy. I'm in the Rhett clan. I accidentally stumbled upon my first match against Outcast Reborn, and we got owned.
All right, Fungus, thank you for telling us all of your life story. Arbitration, why don't you tell us?
No, it's Arbitation.
Arbitation, why don't you tell us how you get on here?
Anyways, okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Arbitation. I haven't been drinking for about 6 months now.
And I am an alcoholic.
So you've been sober for about 8 months now?
My name is Arbitation, and I'm an alcoholic. Hello, Arbitation.
Okay, yes. So, I joined on the 14th of November 2007. I'd been listening for about a month before. And then, I've just been on the forums listening, doing stuff. I was the only Aussie for ages, and I was sad.
Yeah.
And then Rice Snack Bros joined me. So, yeah, that's my life story. I was born a few days before I joined Podtacular, so that's pretty much my life story.
Back in 1992, when the world was young, there was a man by the name of Arbitation getting ready to become the hero that we needed from the land down under.
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything heroic. I'm sorry.
I come from the land down under.
Anyway, thanks everybody from the land down under for joining us this week. Hopefully, the show is going to be fun-filled Aussie edition.
Yes.
It's time for the national anthem.
Australia,
let us rejoice.
Oh, we are young and free.
Did you like fries with that?
From Macca's.
Yeah, from Macca's.
Macca's.
Yeah, I work at Macca's.
Well, why don't you explain to everybody what Macca's is?
Well, in Australia,
my story.
Call McDonald's.
I said it.
Macca's. Oh. Like, if you're gonna spell that out, it's MACCAS.
Double C M A double C.
Yeah, I got a friend called Macca.
Macca.
We keep on calling him Happy Meal.
Is he obese?
No. Well, we keep on saying he is. He gets really pissed off sometimes.
Did he come with a toy that must not be used by children under 3?
Yeah, it's not the
a Barbie and a Hot Wheel.
Hey, did you ever notice, like, the don't use my kids under 3 looks a bit like a crying onion?
A crying onion?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Man, you have a lot of spare time to work out that looks like a
I want to look at Max.
You just go to work and just stand in front of toys. Just go like, what does that look like? And then you finally figured it out. Oh, onion. Oh, my.
My finally, I can go home now. Oh, you can go home now.
Time to quit.
I'll have 3 chicken nuggets. Hey, what do they serve down there? Anything weird? Like
today, we got McOz, which is like a sort of burger.
They got rid of McOz like ages ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they don't have it anymore.
We have so many people.
What?
There was something called a McOz burger.
Yeah.
There were so many people that still come in and they say, hi, can I have a McOz? And it's been like, we haven't had it for 2 years.
But you have to tell them, we got no more left.
Pretty much.
You serve like chicken nuggets and, you know, like,
yeah,
blasts and stuff.
Oh, when we change over to breakfast, we don't have
Walmart.
Yeah, McChicken.
Wow.
McChicken, yeah.
And we can make the gangbangs. That's on our menu. That's right.
Really, it is? Does it really say that?
Yeah, it was like some fries with the old McBang-gang. McBang. Gang, bang, bang.
Anyway. Well, those are our Aussie friends. Dustin, why don't you pick it up?
Yep, representing the Aussie nation for Podtacular.
Podtacular.
Again.
Come here.
Podtacular. That's air.
Now, they're way far across the pond. That's a little farther than crypto, I think. But,
yep. Yeah.
It's like across the pool.
Yeah, I swam that pond once.
Really?
Oh, you did?
How was that?
Yeah, right across the pond.
The whole Pacific?
Yeah.
It's a little pond. I'm sure it's doable.
It's a big pond. I couldn't even Lake Michigan. They got to swim in the Pacific Ocean. Crazy. Jason Bourne couldn't even do that. He's on TV right now.
Crying face.
Yeah, well, that's Bourne for you. Anyway, welcome, guys. We're going to go ahead and get started, jump right into... Do what?
Check, please. Check.
The random
what? It's all about. It's turn this turn.
The random frag section.
Random frag segment. Woo!
I dubbed it a new title for random frag since there's frag grenades in Halo. So making
I get it now.
Yeah, so instead of random questions, since most of them weren't questions anymore, we just decided to do frags. So
hey guys.
Random frags that don't hit the truck.
Yes. This is correct. Yeah. These are ones that actually missed the truck.
They didn't make it into the truck.
Yeah. They missed the truck onto puberty, so they just have to use their testy voices.
Anyway, someone wanted to do the first one. Who wanted to do the first one?
That was
me.
Bobby.
Fungus.
Oh.
No, it was Fungus.
I'm sorry.
Fail. Ozzy fail.
Don't be hating on Australians.
Yeah, yeah, don't be hating us.
Hey, I'm A-Tal, yo. In the
I'll
city,
make you eat
know...
me. We don't mind the new player haters.
I'm Westside.
I will Mick gangbang your anyway.
If not, yeah. How hard they are to make.
Beware, G. Lewis. Beware, G. Lewis. I'll get Trent on you. He'll come all the way from Punch Bowl. He'll get on you.
We'll get that raping dog onto you.
we'll get the kid that got pooned by the dog.
Pooned? Yeah, that was crazy. He was like,
and he was playing. He's playing like. Yeah, he's playing like Call of Duty, and he's still trying to kill while his dog's like trying to mate with him.
You can tell. He was like,
you can tell that kid has like no life if he's not caring about being impregnated by his dog.
Whatever senseless person just stood there and filmed it.
Yeah, what kind of?
I can see his mom just going, "Oh, look at that sweet.
Oh, look how cute.
Go, he just wants to play."
It's like you can take this in for show and tell tomorrow. Show how enthusiastic you are.
Come on, KBC.
Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to our first submission.
Taking off too many tangents here.
Yeah, no kidding.
This one's from Alistair Noble. From what I've heard off my mates, that's me. iPod guys, you rock. But I can only download 9 of your podcasts off iTunes. Any tips how I could get more? I think Duststorm had something to do with that, I think.
Yeah, I think Duststorm set up a post.
There actually is. Well, right now all the other shows have all their posts up, but there will be a forum post with all the old episodes in it, and you can go and download each episode. Right now, it's only going to be on the forums. I will eventually get around to making it on the actual front page.
Oh, Mamma Mia, I can't wait.
So right now, just go to the forums. Keep on looking, because I'll probably put a few up per day, and I'll just keep on doing...
Keep on fragging Duststorm's inbox, because he won't do it until you frag it enough.
No, don't frag my inbox, please, because then I won't have a
Left. Just spam him.
You can spam my PM box, but not my email box.
Oh. Anyway, you want to go up and read the first one?
I did.
We just did.
I'm just kidding. Talked about it for so long. All right, can I read the next one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, next one we got Shining Phoenix 4.
It's the same guy.
Your show would be cooler if you guys put on some sound effects. Keep on freaking trucks.
Freaking.
I guess.
I don't think I have a sound effect for freaking, but I might have fragging.
We talked about getting a soundboard, but it would be kind of hard to do it on Skype.
Yeah.
I know
that'd
someone who has a
post-production.
My friend's got a Mr. T soundboard. it's so
pity the fool. If we were ever to have a soundboard, I'd want to do a Samuel L. Jackson soundboard.
I'm pretty sure there is.
There's one tasty burger. I would put that on all the time. Just like Dust Storm be like, and I'm Dust Storm, and I would just play after it, and that's some tasty burger.
A Dust Storm is a tasty burger. I didn't know the Dust Storm was a tasty burger, but okay.
That's a tasty burger. That's the best scene in that whole movie. Anyway,
I'll do next.
Alright, go for it.
Alright, Talon J says, on the Halo community, and I'd like to hear a timeline of the Rise of Particular, how things began and started. Well, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
When Fumo and Spellcheck got
the
stop.
there's nothing wrong with that really.
That thing right there.
Stop that thing that you are doing.
Nothing wrong with guys liking other guys.
In Australia, it's not.
Oh, when you put it like that, okay.
how things began and started, what kind of people who were involved in creating your show, and what kind of drama you think caused the throttling of your members. It was throttled, okay.
Yeah, throttle your bunny.
Why would I like to know? I'm currently doing some research on the rise and fall of communities. The Halo fandom, maybe, is starting to look a lot like the Wastes from Fallout 3.
Oh, and
I'm searching for the answer as to why this happened from a once thriving ecosystem.
Well, see, there was once this post by JBB, and he made a good video. It was called No Air! And
I'm going to see if I can find it.
They all ran out of air! And then I couldn't breathe no more. That's what happened.
To really answer the question, stay tuned for episode 200. And
most I'm the governor of California.
Oh, baby, I can't wait for episode 200. Oh.
Hey.
Episode of 200. Throwing damn bitches.
Can't wait.
It's the mushrooms in the man's meal, y'all.
I don't really agree with the whole, it looks like the wastelands from Fallout 3.
I think that was a community forum dedicated to Fallout and a whole pile of secrets about it. And
but, I don't want to insult your research gathering, but, I don't really follow. That makes sense because Halo community doesn't get any smaller. I would say that it doesn't. I would just say that people play other games plus Halo. You know, it doesn't get any smaller; it just evolves.
Link. You
know? Well, in the Halo community is still growing. I mean, the franchise isn't done yet.
Yeah, especially with Reach on the way and possibly other games.
Yeah.
I'll probably start making games.
Did anyone else see the news about Halo Reach possibly using the Tall?
It's so dumb.
That's what I thought.
That would be so gay.
Unless you get some sort of Wii Zapper controller for the Xbox. And
the only way it could work is it could do the facial recognition. I couldn't see it.
All the MLG noobs would be I want my bumper jumper.
Well, I would assume the only way that they could use it is by facial recognition. I couldn't see him using it any other way.
Well, it depends on whether or not it's a first-person shooter.
It will be.
Bungie already announced that it's going to be a...
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
I forgot about
fail.
That. Yeah,
fail.
Temporary memory lapse.
We're even in Australia, and we knew that.
All aboard the fail boat!
Anyway, moving on to Tokyo in America. He says, "Well, I have no submarine, but I just wanted to say I kind of took a break from Podtac, but I'm back and I'll be posting and doing other stuff. Keep on fragging trucks."
He ain't on that submarine. He's on the failboat. He is.
He is crikey.
Crikey, my boat's a sinking.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh, look, and it's Andy Pandy.
Right, read the next one, right?
Okay, next one we got comes from Andrew. He says, "Hello, Podtac. This is AKA KI113ER. I think that's meant to say killer. This is my first entry ever to Podtac. Let's give him a round of applause.
Squirrel!
I found this podcast just randomly. I found this podcast just randomly searching Halo on iTunes, and I absolutely love this show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm only 12, and I've never played Halo or Halo 2, but I believe I'm good at Halo 3. Just random.
King Lewis is gonna 1v1 you.
Cones ors. Just randomly, I think it would be cool if there was a little mini segment about noobs. I hate noobs, but everyone has camped once or done something other noobish thing. So anyway, the segment should be about the common phrase people often leave at the end of their messages. I keep on fragging noobs who. So this little segment could be a thing. Could be, wait, so this little segment thing could be just like people submit some when... Oh, my God. And then you guys read a few per episode. I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks this would be cool, so I put some examples. Keep on noobing frags, or keep on fragging noobs who read my name, a.k.a. 113R.
Uh-oh. You got fragged.
Uh-oh.
You got fragged.
Oh, shit.
I repronounced it. Although I'm sure one of the hosts has already pointed out that my name is like that. Yeah,
like at the very start.
Oh, this guy's magic. He can tell
he's got good punctuation for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like psychic.
Yes. I'm new at the fragging noobs thing, but I'm sure other people can think of much better ones. A.K.A. Killer Out.
No, it's pronounced. Yeah, AKA, I frag months you fart juice on your face and then melt it.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay, maybe. There was this whole question the last two episodes. Where did fart juice come from?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think it was from the turlet tales. Only I can guess.
I'm going to have to go back through and try to find that anyway. It's going to be part of a project I'm going to start here in a little bit. Secret project. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Secret air project.
Yes, it'll be a secret project I'll announce later this week. Anyway.
Gay baby, this one.
Okay, who's next?
Is this one mine?
Arby, hit the next one. Or Fungus, one of you two.
Fungus, yeah.
Fungus. Go.
This comes from X5, Godly Snipers, Sniper, X5. Some sort of parenthesis. To help with my progress, you will tell people to ... parenthesis. Go to the Halo Epic Fails enlist on YouTube and submit their fail at Halo 3. The first person to snag in their send in their video will get the whole episode to themselves. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Okay, I think pretty much what he's doing is starting up a YouTube channel for Epic Fails on Halo. And the first person to submit a video will get the whole episode to themselves.
They already have a Halo 3 Fails show there.
Yeah,
oh, well, he's just a wannabe, I guess.
No, I didn't say that.
That's harsh.
I'm sorry.
Good luck
with that. No, we're all pro. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I still love you.
Oh, so it's that way then.
I'm so pro, you don't even know.
Oh, Skeet.
Skeet. G-Lewis went against Walshy, T-Squared, and Karma all by himself and beat them all. He stay attacked them.
Damn.
A-Town, baby.
What?
What? Our next one we got from Deus Ex, I think it's supposed to be Machinima. I've heard of that Machinima.
I think it's pronounced Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina. All right. Well,
I think it's a series of digital fears.
Deus Ex. Yeah. What the hell is this?
No, it's Deus Ex Machina.
Ah, it's like Deus Ex.
Why don't you read it since you can say it correctly?
Okay. All
right, sorry, Jesus Christ.
This one comes from Deus Ex Machina. Hey, Podtacular, it's Deus Ex Machina. I just wanted to say that you're doing a great job even though times were tough. You did the right thing to start the podcast again. Without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Summer school fun.
So you're trying to say you failed? Next, Podtacular, you made me fail my fucking class.
Keep on fragging little kids that scream like they are on fire into their mics.
Yes, like that little example.
No scope, you. No scope.
I
like that dog who's
music.
Getting raped by his dog.
The kid was getting pwned by his dog.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'll take the next one.
The humping spree.
Humptacular.
Next one, go.
Read the next one.
All right. J-Dars, says, hey, I just discovered these podcasts from TRR.com. I love it. The site looks amazing as well. Smiley face, I'm the host of the Aesthetic Artist Interviews, and I was wondering if you guys could help me set up how to publish a podcast on iTunes. I'm recording the podcast soon and I made the 300 by 300 avatar, but I don't know how to do it after that. The site is insert link here. Yes.
Yes.
It's in the show notes. I think I'll send one now while we're recording.
We use Libsyn. Go to libsyn.com. That's pretty much everything you know.
Okay.
It's not free, by the way.
No, it's not, but they have a really good podcast hosting package, and they do...
Oh, so what, he wants us to explain it to him?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just giving the basic reference.
Yeah, just go to Google. Go to Google and type in Libsyn, and you should be able to find something. Yeah.
All right, well, that's what you got to do. All right, you got to get Libsyn. That's going to host it, more or less. And it's got unlimited bandwidth, so you're not going to have a problem there. That's the best part about it. You're gonna need
it's, to just
pick
limit, it's just limited it's upload. Gonna that's all.
Yeah.
Libsyn's and, sexy.
Let me see what else. You basically you need to put some show notes together. Just get a general idea, because like, if you don't have an idea of what you're gonna do, you're only gonna do like two episodes, and you're gonna be like, I mean to do another one. You just do it. So
you need to have a plan.
Yeah, you need to have
pretty much.
Don't like expect people to listen within the first 10 episodes, because it's gonna take at least like 20 episodes to get a good fan, like a member base. You will also need somebody who has an iTunes account, because you can't register your podcast on iTunes if you do that. Get a Libsyn. It's not too expensive. You can get it really cheap for like $7, I think, can't you? The cheapest one.
There's a package in there that's, I believe, $6, and it's 50 megs. Plus.
Yeah, it's some small one. You can do it pretty easy.
FYI, a 30-minute show is about 20 megs.
So it'd probably be easier if we could email. It's easier to type than say it. I could type it.
Yeah, if you want more information, ask on the forums or send you Lewis or I a PM. Me.
Would you Lewis?
Dang, my grammar is sucking on right now.
Oh, grammar noobs! Fail.
We're not going.
I thought
all aboard the fail boat again.
It's on its second round to pick up dust on this time.
they couldn't get the full part of it before. All right, next one.
Go for it.
I could never read this one, right? Tyler the T3, is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say.
Tyler the T3. He has two questions. First one is for me. G. Lewis, why do you have a silver account? Because I couldn't pay for a gold account.
Because he's poor, all right? You can't...
Yeah,
on him because
it's ghetto part
of town. Me and ATL son the struggles, man. ATL, we got the struggles, and I couldn't afford a gold account, man. I got the struggles, man. I'm holding me down. The man's holding me down.
Bitches don't have the money.
Yeah, bitches don't got the money, son. It's easy to go. No, but I bought a month. I'll probably buy a year after this month. Right now, I have a 1 month, so I bought it. And so I got gold right now, and I'm playing the Mythic map packs thanks to Ads Will Fit. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And next question here, we got it. What has happened to the Podtacular Recreational Clan? Because I applied for it on May 31st, 2009, and I still haven't been accepted. I think that's a question directed at Dusty.
Rec Clan is JP's jurisdiction. He's been... How should I say this? A little busy, a little hasn't been able to reply too much to the Rec Clan. That's still kind of all up and at it.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of stuff going on that we're trying to focus on.
Yeah, a lot. Right now, we don't have enough manpower to handle pretty much everything, so everything's kind of going slow.
Be sexist.
That's what she said.
Send JP Oliver a PM. This JP space Oliver on the forums, and he'll answer back to you.
The rec accepted list has come out for June, so if you're not in there, then maybe.
Yeah, check the accepted list and make sure you're not already in there.
Not good.
And make sure you didn't give him a different name than what you usually use.
Right.
All right.
Okay, next one comes from Maximo Knots. He says, guys, I am British, and if you want to keep commenting
in the traditional food of Britain, you should try talking.
Crumpets!
Squirrel!
Scones!
Scones.
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 Yeah, scones.
And jam with tea.
Let's have a tea party, everyone.
It's a tea party. Let's go down the river.
On the barbie.
My chump circle is having a tea party.
We'll go down the riverside, have a bit of a tea party.
With Skippy.
That would be lovely.
A party.
Skippy on the fail boat.
Has everyone all aboard a fail boat?
Oh, you'll have a tea party.
Shine your boots, Governor.
Good luck with the rest of the podcast and keep on fragging dudes who quit during 3v3 matches on Halo Wars and seriously disadvantage your team. Make sure you frag the second guy if he quits too. P.S. How do you get the Podtacular logo on your armor in Halo 3? And P.P.S. I have more Brit facts coming your way soon. Halo 3, there's a Halo emblem and that's all it is.
It's
technically not Podtacular, it's just a Halo.
It's a Spartan's head and it's sideways.
Yes.
And I think it has like a secondary thing behind it. You just gotta remove that and then.
Correct.
That should be good. Okay, who's next?
I'll take this one.
Or someone?
Oh, whatever.
Someone go.
Bonkers, right. Read it.
Okay. Okay. This one comes from Night Rhino. He says, "Hi PodTech, last podcast, G. Lewis said that he plays StarCraft. I just want to tell him that. I just wanted to let him know that StarCrat is awesome. Or StarCraft, whatever. my question: what was the deal with that weird Robo Chucky J voice? I think it was his computer.
It was his Mac.
Yeah, whilst he was playing 1v100. He was too busy to do the call-ins.
Oh. Yeah, he was... Well, no, that was his excuse. I mean, he could have done it, but he just decided not to because he thought his voice...
Harder the way
his
he
voice
did it.
Sounded... Well, no, he was a little sick and his voice wasn't really that good, so he just basically did the computer...
Oh, so he pulled like he pulled an Ashley Simpson and, you know.
He did the
Milli Vanilli.
He couldn't sing it. He
did a Milli Vanilli and.
he boarded the sailboat as well.
Sailboat.
No, he's got more to say.
The sailboat's got a lot of customers.
Yeah. It's charging like $100, so it's got to be good.
Crikey.
Get you across the pond in about 5 seconds.
I think we should finish out all the questions right there. Or do you want any more questions?
Yeah. There's we have at least another 8 or 9 questions.
So maybe in the next episode.
Just get down to the bottom one.
Yeah, Ryzen 119 says, "Why is G Lewis so bad?"
It actually says, "Why is he so pro?"
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
you just wanted
it does.
To say that to make yourself.
No, it doesn't.
Wait, are you wanting me to answer this question, or you want Dustin to answer it for me?
Or is don't put me in that spot. Don't put me in that spot.
I can answer it. Why he's so bad?
All right. Why am I so pro?
So pro.
Shoot me in the face.
Because he has no job.
Actually, I do. All right. You want me to answer why I'm so pro?
Do it.
Sure.
Is anybody here? Yes, you want me to? Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because damn is helping out.
I just know the struggles, yo. I'm just from that gang. Man, I just know how to do it, man. I know how to hold the gat. I know how to hit the controller. I know how to do it all, man.
Put your skills in the controller.
I've been playing since Halo 1, so I've always took Halo to like a competitive level rather than just playing. I'm very competitive in pretty much anything I've ever done, and Halo wasn't an exception. So I kind of just, no, I wasn't just, you know, when I was playing with friends, I was the kid that everybody's like, oh man, this kid's gonna kick your ass, you know, like the kid, like at school, there's always one kid that was like really
real badass from A-Town.
There was always that one kid who was really good at Halo or something at every high school, you know, and that was just one of the things I guess that I was good at was playing Halo.
There was a kid at every high school who had no life, and you thought you had to fill that position.
Yeah, that was me.
Jokes.
Man, I played a little bit of football, you know, wrote on the newspaper staff, and, you know, played a little bit of Halo. So I just took it to a different level and played it. Just, you know, I really don't like to play zombies. I hate playing stupid games. I'm all those dumb custom games like Griffball. I don't like playing that shit. I'm just all about beyond it to the face.
Griffball's fun, though.
Yeah, it's all right. I like slapping people in the face, though. Yo face. Yo face.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't snipe Duststorm. He's the greatest sniper.
No, he pretty much pwned me the other night with a sniper.
I think I sniped you like 7 times in the face that
three,
one game. I don't,
three.
Three. Three that we can remember.
Three that
I... That's how many times I hit him.
Three that, and three that the game reported. I went and checked.
Oh, she...
G. Lewis just does it so quick that the computer doesn't even recognize it.
Yeah, he's like, snap! Bang! Dead!
Your face!
Gone!
He gets like 100 points for just one kill.
Boom!
Killed by the G. Lewians.
No, it's like G. Lewis shoots you in the face, and then...
Double kill, triple kill, overkill. Kill
kill him, Jaro. Kill him, Jaro. Kill him, Jaro. Kill him, game over.
Montage. Fail.
Yeah, that's what did it say in Halo 2, like, because it only went up to kill him, Jaro. 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 Kill him, Jaro.
Anyway, let's go on. Thank you guys for submitting all the questions, especially you, Raza119. Next thing, we're going to go on to the Halo Wars campaign segment of the show.
Yeah,
That's why everybody's listening. That's why KG's listening. That's why Luckin' Hype's listening. That's why, you know, Plasma Grenade's listening. That's why Hodman Blog is listening. That's why everybody's listening this week.
And that's why
the Halo Wars.
Hold on. I just want to bring your attention to one of them. This Adswell Fit. He said, I just donated $14 so G. Lewis could download the Mythic Map Pack.
Oh, yeah, he did. Thank you.
Yes, he did.
I just, you know, decided to put that in.
And I have already, and that's actually why I bought gold, so I could buy them. And
You don't need gold to go on Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. I'm also going to redeem myself with what he put at the end. He said, signing off with the usual keep on trucking frags, so I'm redeeming myself there.
I also think it's fit that we help host this episode, seeing as we got Halo Wars before you guys.
Yes, And Halo 3. We got Halo 3 before you guys.
Dang Aussies.
But I could,
and we'll get ODST in Reach before you guys, so
yeah, suck. Yeah, you probably will.
Suck. But there's no such thing as
like the most
Walmart or GameStop or ever. Best Buy or MLG.
Game Traders for the win.
Yeah. EB Games for the win.
Yeah. No, EB Games sucks.
No, JB Hi-Fi for the win.
No, I go with Game Traders.
A fail.
JVB Hi-Fi for the win.
Oh, he went.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway,
you guys have just been excluded from our little Australian game places.
We got Halo Wars coming this week. Campaigns 6 and 7, I believe. That's Scarab, and what's the
Dome of Light.
Those are my two favorite levels.
The Dome on Mars.
I hate
the Scarab level. I hate.
Oh, it's
it
so good. Than... I love it.
That's what she said. Anyway,
even though they didn't make
sense. We got tips from you guys in the Plot Tagger community. Thank you for submitting them as always. And I think Duststorm should read the first one.
Want me to start off? Okay. We have Rabid Diarrhea here. He says, great. Hey, Rabid.
I eat rabbit diarrhea for breakfast.
I eat chumps like you for breakfast.
Are you?
He says he has a submission for the Scarab level on the Halo Wars campaign. The most important thing to do is always use your Mac attack when it replenishes.
Mac attack!
Is it like your Jack attack? Is it like...
Uzumaki, use your Mac attack!
Coming at you with a sex
Uzumaki, Mac attack!
Mac attack now!
But you need at least three. You need at least three electric cars. You know the
Uzumaki tech. It's super effective.
we figured out Uzumaki.
The fungus fainted.
Apple uses their Mac attack. It's super effective.
Also, try sending in groups of warthogs to take out all the enemies before you take out the scarab's head. I remember his head can only shoot at one place at one time, so have vehicles only on different sides of the head. Last but not least, don't take too long or the head will take out...
That's what she said.
Out your face, and you will lose.
The- oh, skate, skate.
Oh, that's what she said.
Okay. Just killed it. No. Keep our suicide grunts who Fumo must also hate because they are midgets. Oh. Added trucks and
added
three and trucks too. P.S. I'm typing this on my iPhone, so the spelling and grammar might not be great. Well, that's apparent.
Yeah, especially if added is a word.
Added
to your trucks.
Yeah. Anyway,
today, Junior.
I guess I think that the Mac is a big money waster for that level because it doesn't really do too much. I just tank the hell out of this thing.
Yeah.
So,
Mac is a money waster in real life as well.
It helps, like, what you do, you just send in a warthog.
The Mac's a money waster.
When you... Because you know how there's all those little generators that make the head turn slower and stuff like that? What you do, you send a warthog just into there when you've got a Mac blast, and you just... as soon as the warthog gets there... You just use the Mac Blast to destroy the generator. So it's kind of like a bit of a sacrifice, but...
What I never understood was why you had to buy stuff from, like, your own side. Like, buy attacks and stuff. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's not attacks, it's supplies. Mac. Because it's like, I'm going to build a house, but I've only got, like, a brick. One brick.
So you got to buy more bricks.
Yeah, you got to earn the bricks.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense, but I use the Mac routes primarily for the head, and I just use the tanks to take out the power nodes.
Oh, really? I just tank the hell out of the head. That's what I do.
You tank the head.
I take out the power nodes first and then go for the head, but.
Oh, I tried to do the power node achievement.
That thing is so hard. I think the only way to do that is to have multiple people.
It's because. It's so annoying because your units automatically attack it and they're so weak.
No. There's only like
so annoying
not attack. I mean, I think that's when you basically get two or three other people, well, one or two other people in there and do the micromanage it that way, where one person is building, one person is attacking, and another person is moving the tanks along, making sure they're not killing the power nodes.
Yeah, that's really good to do that level with two people because... You both set your rally points on either side of the head, and you just keep on making warthogs, and they get there pretty quick. And it's because the head tries to move between the two. That's what she said.
Okay, I'll take the next one.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just like automatic reaction.
It's getting old. It's getting old.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Oh,
ski. Alright, this next one comes from GiddyForest118, and he says, "Hey guys, it's GiddyForest118. So I've played this level a few times, and I started to realize that the best way to stem the destruction of your forces is to build Wolverines. The Covenant sends wave after wave of Banshees after you. After you have the air defenses built up, start to build your Warthogs and Marines. Until next time, keep on fragging trucks."
Trucks. Eventually you're going to need to build more stuff than Marines because you have to take out that base at the very right of the map. If he's talking about the 6th level, don't want light.
Is there a base over there? I didn't think there...
Yeah, there's a small... I mean, it's not like a full-fledged base, but there's a few locusts and stuff over there.
Well, yeah.
You know, and a lot of brutes, as I remember.
But those are pretty easy to take out with tanks.
Oh, okay.
Or at least
yeah, but I mean, he didn't build. He didn't say the tanks. That's what I'm saying. He built tanks.
Right.
Anyway, but that's a good idea. I liked I would build Wolverines, but I'd also build a little of the tanks in that little getup as well. I would. Anyway, okay, here we got next one from Raza119, and he writes, "What's up, PodTech? It's the one and only."
With about six exclamation marks.
And he has finished school. I wish you can't spell it very well. So I'm like, woo! Anyway.
Maybe you should go to summer school like the other guy.
And he writes, I don't know why he's trying to make sense. He says, any for Mission 6 Dome of Light. I'm guessing he meant and for Mission 6 Dome of Light. My advice is to build your base defenses, upgrade your troops, and buy warthogs and scorpions. Destroy all the enemy troops at the places where you put the rhinos. Leave a warthog at each place where you put them things. Put the rhinos. Shout outs to my friends, Mushu736, JPK Theater. I believe that's one JPK Theater, or Theatar is one person. Ninja Lemon 0007, Giffy Boy 92, Funny Boy 78, Chicken Foot 89, Samer 600, Stall Me Please, G-Man Lewis, and Dusty.
Dustom thought I was Chicken Foot. He thought I was the one who called from the toilet.
Dustom, I think the sailboat's making its third way
around the toilet.
I just dropped my iPod in it, that's all.
I couldn't remember. Sorry.
He writes in, keep on sticking my Xbox 360, which is broke and has the dreaded RROD. That's what it's Dustom. So,
no, you have the E-74. Mine has E-74.
He didn't put the O in RROD.
That's fine. But he keeps right. Keep on fragging stupid squeaky kids who don't shut up on the Xbox Live while playing really annoying music in the background.
Oh, I hate
AKA
that.
Them kids from Australia, that's what I would call them.
I hate when people...
Oh, my friend was running like an
those
episode
wankers.
Of Play.
Those wankers. Us. Stop being a wanker. That's all I gotta say.
We'll get our McAuzies on to you.
The wanker. Yeah.
We'll get that the beetroot. Failed burger.
The fail burger.
The fail burger. It goes nom nom nom.
Nom nom.
Yeah. All the onion and lettuce that we drop on the floor, we just pick it up and like stick it on a bun.
Here's your burger.
Nom nom nom.
Nom noms. Arnold misses nom noms.
Fungus Oz must read the next submission.
Oggy doggy lay. MLG Elite Iceman. Okay, sup guys. This is the infamous MLG Elite Iceman again with some tips that help me through level 6 and 7, Dome of Light and Scarab. Right. On level 6, build a lot of ODSTs or tanks to convoy the rhinos and to their destinations and destroy the dome. To get the skull, just build missile turrets and watch how fast they can destroy the 100 banshees.
Banshees.
On the Scarab...
Banshees.
That's the cheese that goes in the
Ban cheese. I'll ban you with my cheese.
It's the kind of cheese they serve on the fail boat.
Yeah,
you'd know, wouldn't you, Dustal?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, he's like a normal rider, you know.
It's what they put in the fail burger.
Fail burger.
On the Scarab mission, build tanks and destroy the generators. To get the skull, destroy the generators and scout the map to destroy the locusts. These are my tips, and keep on fragging. That time Ninja Man and I tried to do Blood Harvest finale on the epic, on expert, biggest waste of an hour ever. I think that's Left 4 Dead.
For those of you who don't know, on Halo Wars, if like, usually when you're doing... Like, if you're trying to get a skull, there'll usually be, like, the secondary objective. Once you complete that, look on your minimap, and there should be, like, a flare. And that's where the skull's located.
Oh. On the mission where... Which one is it? How you first come across the flood?
I'm not sure what it's called.
That
I think
is...
it's number 5. Is it?
No, it's, 8.
Oh, no, it's number 8. And a signal.
Yes.
I killed 750 infection forms, and the little thing flashed on my minimap, but I didn't register where it was. I spent about 25 minutes trying to find this skull. It was like 3 a.m. in the morning, and I wanted to
Failboat's coming around for the fourth time.
This time I'm not it.
Anyway, that's good to know. Arby, why don't you be the next one we got going?
Alrighty. Maximo Not says, "Hi guys, Maximo once more. I can't say much on this, but I got by this level pretty easy by building tanks, warthogs, and wolverines, not infantry. I'm guessing he's talking about the Dome of Light.
Yeah.
Upgrade the scorpions to the max and make sure you've got enough supplies. Move your armor, tanks, etc., not any hunter-related garments." Well, you know, they do have like tank and armor.
Yeah.
Move your armor around quickly by using pelicans. Keep on fragging Halo Wars 3v3 quitters. Jeez.
Exactly.
He really hates those Halo Wars quitters.
These guys really hate 3v3 quitters.
Failboat round critters. 4 for all the quitters.
So he said round that before.
Five. So it's round 5. Okay, failboat round 6 now. For Lewis.
No!
What did I fail at? Failed at thing. It was round 4, except it was round 5, so now it's round 6.
You suck. The Storm, next one is you, my fellow.
On Halo Wars, the Scarab level, it took me over 11 times to beat it on Legendary, but finally
beat it.
Failed. Anyways, what I did was have what G. Lewis suggested to get the ODST upgrade, and took out the nodes. Then had vehicles on the
Failboat come around 7th time.
Vehicles of the Sid of the head and kept dropping on the side of Scrab. On the side of the Scrab was focused on, then kept on Mac blasting. P.S. Congrats to Dusty on Chewbacca's best pull ever, you winning.
Racist.
What? How is that racist?
Chewbacca. A race.
Chewbacca.
The race.
Chewbacca.
The race of dust people.
Anyway, thank you for taking my advice of building ODSTs, but I don't remember me ever telling you to on the Sid of the head of the Scrab. I don't.
The Sid of the head of the Scrab.
Sid of the head of the Scrab.
No, it's then had the V accounts on the Sid of the head of the Scrab.
Anyway, well, I can't say this. Is it H Anime X 12 or
something? It's Hanamex 12.
Hanamex.
It's not that hard.
Hanamex 12. Hey everyone, this is the way I found best to complete the Dome of Light mission. Do it in co-op and have one person protect the base while the other person gets those tank things to take the dome shit.
That's what she said.
Keep on fragging Lancelot's epic.
I don't want to know what the dome shield is a euphemism for.
And protect the base.
Condom.
Condom.
Ask Rice Snake Ross. He will know what I mean. For
would you like the verdi of a condom? It's only $1.99.
What the hell?
Wait, what?
Yes, we give condoms in bulk. Only $1.99.
He's being racist to Indian people.
First the Jews, now the Indians. We're racist to everybody. We leave
contact
nobody out.
The unofficial racial podcast.
Interracial.
The unofficial genocidal podcast.
For all your...
The Holocaust never happened.
This is the Holocaust.
I think we'd better stop.
Okay, well, when he said keep on fragging Lancelot's dance moves, what happened is that when Lancelot and I first got the idea for the community jam nights, if you've seen that on the forums, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning for him, and it was like nighttime for me, and he must have been like drunk or something, but like a song came on, and he grabbed his stuffy, and he started singing into it and dancing.
Is Stuffy? What's a Stuffy?
It was Sooty. Sooty the bear.
Yeah, and I went to the Skype chat and I saw that. I'm like, well, Lance, lucky I had Fraps going, and he just like went dead serious, and his face just went really white. he's like, are you
racist.
Serious? And I'm like, no,
racist.
I'm just kidding. And he's like, you better not be. He's probably gonna kill me now.
So what? He was on his webcam and you could see him?
Yeah, I could see him busting a move.
I think this is a stuffy. Just wait.
It's the blue one.
Yeah, it's if you go to the forums and you look at like one of the Around the Ring episodes, he's got a picture of it.
So it wasn't that one?
Probably.
No.
Okay.
Dustin's like, no, I know very well what you're speaking.
Yeah, I know very well what. Yeah.
Fungus, read the next one.
Okay. This is Stormy, please. The official watch stealer. Hey guys, it's the real watch stealer here with my tip on how to defend the rhinos for mission numero 6 on Halo Wars. In this mission, you need to get a rhino onto 5 different positions of the map where you need. What you need to do is send your rhino to the destination where with the 2 wolverines and a Gorse warthog. This will help defeat the incoming banshees and the very small amount of ground units in that attack. That's my tip. Keep on fragging fishy cube. I am enjoying the watch that I stole. P.S. Fisherman Q gets an award for being the first person to get their watch stolen who's not host on podtacular.com. The unofficial Halo Universe podcast.
I think that's like the 10th time the failboat has come around now.
No, it's 11. So now it's 12 because you said the wrong number.
It has is officially more sales than Titanic. Anyway, since we didn't get too many tips for the Scarab one, it seems like you guys got anything to chime in before we
kill this bubble? Me and my friend, I've already told you guys this, but what we do multiplayer and set our rally points on either side of the head. And
that's what she said.
Oh boy.
And our little units creep out from the base and go to their rally points on either side of the head.
That's what she said.
I swear, I'm gonna have to like get a word count time head has been mentioned.
Some of them
these tips.
Some of them might die on the way, but that's normal.
Only one of them makes it in the end though.
Yeah. There's a lot of heads in this.
And yes. So you just use warthogs and put it on either side of the head with
Did you say the head brings out warthogs and only one makes it?
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like the birds and the bees talk.
What do you think I was trying to make it sound like?
I don't know.
Anyways, you can do that by yourself, but it's good when you have two
people. Stolen legit talk.
Please. This is supposed to be a PG podcast.
What? How is it PG? Halo's rated M.
I know, like.
Halo 2 and 1 were rated MA, and ODST's rated MA.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
and anyway, Americans have different ratings to us, so.
Still yeah, not PG.
Anyway, Duststorm, you got anything to say about Halo 2? Besides head?
Or that's what she said, or fail boat.
I'm just going to say, make sure that...
The V-cals on the side of the head of the Scarab.
Make sure on the Scarab level that you don't get your base destroyed, because it'll go and start...
It takes a long time for your base to get destroyed. It takes a damn
It'll start attacking that wall as soon as you start taking out its power nodes. So...
Yeah, but it takes a long time to destroy your base.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you get your base destroyed, you played for too long. There's no way. I mean, I've never even had it touch my base.
Actually, I have quite a few times.
You just got to be careful.
What she said.
Units.
It's never touched my base.
So that's what she said's are never gonna stop in this episode, are they?
No.
Podtacular, the unofficial Dirty Mind podcast.
What happened
before it was just a dome.
What happened to the racist podcast?
It's everything now.
Well, the tips I got is
this podcast keeps on mutating. I don't know
it
why.
I got one like or two words to fit everything. The West Side Podcast.
Crikey.
You have to add crikey on it.
On number six on the Dome of Light, I think. I think that Warthogs work out better. You gotta build a few ODST tanks, good, and some tanks.
Once you get the upgrade that makes their oh man, I'm gonna regret this. Once you get the upgrade that makes their barrel move around faster. Once you get the upgrade that makes their barrel move around faster, they can fire a whole lot quicker.
That's what she said.
But you make the what move?
The barrel.
Next time says that's what she says, getting banned from the site.
No.
Oh no. We like Sal, that's what she said.
Come on, Hagen. You got what you want. Give them the that's what she said.
And then on number seven, really just tank it up for real. Tank it up. Blah, blah, blah,
and, for those of you that don't know, on number six, the Dome of Light, to get to achieve. What's the achievement on number six? I think it's get the it's like on the two generators, something like that.
I think you have to not lose a rhino, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And number
I've
seven.
Done it every time, and I've never got the achievement. I've never
and
lost.
Number seven
it wasn't
on
that
Scarab.
Hard to get for me.
Yeah.
And
I've
the Scarab one is the don't kill the generator.
Yeah, and that one I think is like the hardest one in the whole game.
I know. It is so hard. And the skulls on number six.
I know Chucky's got it, so it might not be that hard.
The Dome of Light. The skull.
Well, Chucky
is...
can do it. Anyone can do it.
No, but Chucky's a beast. He's
Chucky's
a beast
like a
hell.
Halo Wars god.
He's a beast of that's nature.
That's what she said.
I think he's like one achievement off 1,000 Gs on Halo Wars.
Are you serious?
1,000 gangsters.
He needs the lieutenant rank achievement.
That's hard. That's what she said. But on number seven, I think she'll just tanks. Take out the power nodes. You got to.
Unless you're trying to get the achievement, in which case you're screwed.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're not going to do it. Just give up now.
Do it on easy with two people. So with two people, that's what she said.
Can you get the achievement with easy? I thought you had to do like normal or higher.
No, I got the achievements on easy. I've done lots of achievements on that.
Oh, okay.
Like what
but
you can
if
do.
If you do it on easy, it makes it easier to kill the power node, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, probably. What I did, know. I went on easy and I went into missions, got the black box, and then just quit because you get the achievement. I mean, you get it. It still recognizes that you got the black box even though you don't finish the level.
Well, yeah.
You failed. Fail both number
69. That's 70.
So no. You're telling me if I just get the black box, I don't get the I'll get the achievement.
Yeah, look. Once you don't have to finish the mission to get the black box as recognized as like found.
Okay, I thought you meant I would get the achievement for the map. Okay, I got you.
Oh yeah,
you get the black box achievement. I got you.
Yeah, once you get them all, but you don't have to finish the whole mission to. Have it recognized.
Okay. I still need to get those as well. Dude, I'm really behind on my achievements. I need to get some more.
In the Dome of Light, the third one when you have to take the rhino by the pelican, you just head down a bit and the black box is kind of in amongst some rubble.
Oh, okay.
So that one's pretty easy because it's such a small level, the Dome of Light, that it'd be kind of hard to... It'd be kind of hard to find. I mean, to put the black box in a hard spot to get.
And before, okay, I think you just said head down before. I was gonna say that.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think we need to get rid of this.
I think we need to wrap it up before we do any more.
That's what she said. F2 will be a fool.
Anyway.
Wrap this head up.
Send your comments, questions, and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com.
Get some headway on this end.
We're going to wrap you up in little pieces and send it to your mother.
Don't interrupt man when he's talking.
We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for invitations to send submissions in for next week's show using, and we iterate this every time, The big green button.
And for those of you who don't know where it is on the site, it's like at the top right page. Like
the big green button.
Hard like if you miss.
Okay, if you're on
that's
like,
what she said.
If you're on the front page and say like it says send in stuff or like the latest episode, if you go to the right, like the top right corner, it has a search bar. Go down a bit and there's like a green button and it says send in your news.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
That's yeah, right. That was an awkward silence. A gay baby was just born.
A gay baby was born.
You can call my listener voice.
I thought it was like a cat was killed or something like that. Or
well, that's the kid's version.
That's what?
It's the kitty's version. For the
a puppy was drowned.
That's
not a good thing to tell a child.
Exactly.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Tales of... And the Tales of Talk
Number 71.
I always read that backwards every week. Every week I've read that thing backwards.
That's what she said.
I think you need to change it so I'll read it the correct way.
But that's what the actual show title is called.
Colin's Tales from the Foxhole. Thanks, guys. I said it right. Colin, Tales from the Foxhole.
Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as other games with cool people. Some of the things involved with the community are the Halo 3 recreational and programs, the PC clan, and community-led events, and much more.
Much, much more.
Much.
More spelt M-O-A-R.
Yes, sir. I think this is the latest.
Someone else
Lieutenant
next.
Dan.
Do I take this one?
Yeah, go.
Okay, be sure to check out our website. Oh, wait. thanks.
Fail boat.
Fail boat.
Thanks to all the people that can contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Even at Macca's.
Next episode has to be live from Macca's. That would be the most epic
thanks
show.
Thanks again to AsWellFit for his donation.
Check out
to G. Lewis's maps.
Thank you.
There's a little check unappreciated site. Sorry,
let
go
the
ahead.
Bitch speak.
What'd you call me?
Shut bitches. Up, bitch.
Was that
you're such a mean person, Dustin.
Dustin, how can you be so, like...
Oh my god.
Words cannot explain your actions, Dustin.
Where did that come from?
Do you want to boot him from the thing?
We'll finish the show ourselves, Dustin.
Yeah.
It won't be recorded.
You're gone.
It won't be recorded.
Dustin can sit in the naughty corner.
This is the naughty corner.
Yeah.
Go to the naughty corner.
Go to the naughty corner, little dust storm.
Oh, no. I don't want not the corner.
Not the corner.
That's a very, very naughty boy.
That's very unacceptable, dust storm.
It's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable. You guys ever...
Super tranny.
Super. Super.
Super.
It's super nanny, and she's like, that's very unacceptable. She can't say unacceptable. She has to say unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Now go to the naughty corner.
I think she probably learned it, but she can't say it anymore, you know, just for the sake of keeping the show alive.
She flunked school to help naughty kids.
That's the only reason people listen to it. They just watch it.
To hear her say unacceptable.
Unacceptable. That's unacceptable behavior, Dustin.
This is what Australian people talk about.
It's super tranny.
Super tranny.
Okay, Arby, you're next.
All right. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network. Gamer Tag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show Post Game Report at talkingaboutgames.com,
Talking.
And I heard
talking.
Talking. JVB show at Post Game Report talking about games.com.
And talk about games.com, yeah. And Destructoid. You got to check out that Destructoid.
It's unacceptable.
No, it's not acceptable. So you got to go to talking about games.com, yeah.
Talk about games.com is a good website.
You don't get
some, good bush tucker from Macca's at talking about games.com, yeah.
You can go sit and have some tea in a park if you want.
At Macca's.
At Macca's. I got out of Macca's. Trent from Punchball
Eye. Probably the most.
Oh, you could come to India and we're going to go gender with me.
Hello, this is TechSpot.
And you could help people, many people all around the world, fix their computers.
Hello?
My computer is broken, help me. Is your computer plugged in?
Have you run the diagnostic test?
Do you know where the turn-on button is?
What is it, your cunt face?
It should be on your tower, and it should have a circle and a line through the circle.
It's like, have you run the diagnostic test?
Gotta read off the script.
You can push the button in. You can use your finger. You can use a pencil.
That's what she said.
Or my favorite, the banana.
That's unacceptable.
That's unacceptable.
Have you found Aladdin's lamp?
Like on the Love
Guru. In the Game of Secrets.
On the Love Guru, he's like, what is it, you cunt face?
Oh!
I'm going to wrap this up before we get too more.
This is getting too unacceptable. Everyone has to be quiet or you're all going to go...
$1 in the swear jar, Arby.
You're going to go sit in the cyber naughty corner. He's been too naughty.
No, he's saying, what is it you can't face?
What is it you can't hit?
Like in the Love Guru, he's like, what is it you can't face? But he's like, what is it you can't face?
Big show is
it's unacceptable, this show. It's too many that's what she says and too many fails.
So you're all going to talk about games, yeah? And get to
yeah, go talk about games. That's a very good show with JVB. He's a good man, JVB.
Your show is the multiplayer tip show. I'm Dustorm.
I'm Tilo.
I'm Fungus Oz.
I'm Arbitation.
And I'm Rice Nat Roz.
There's only one thing left to say. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
A month.
What's going on, guys? Craig, crikey. I'm trying to put the strip on the bar, man, but these guys wanted to support the radio show, and I was like, man, I'm trying to put the strip on the bar, man.
Hey, don't make fun of us, G. Lewis, or I'll start talking like an American.
Give me another hamburger.
Ooh. Oh, Arby's online. Yes.
Leslie Evans. Go ahead.
Let them do what they want. Give these people air.
Give them the air that they require.
People need air.
So I just got back from work, so my room is kind of messy. So I just need to put some stuff away and be like,
what the hell do you work at?
Macca's? No, McDonald's.
Macca's.
That's what we call it in Australia. Macca's.
Is that what it's really called?
Yeah.
It's called McDonald's. Like, it's a McDonald's restaurant, but, like, Australian slang is
Macca's.
Macca's.
That's got
it. I have called it that for a while. We're recording with a whole bunch of Australian kids tonight. You guess what they call McDonald's?
Macca's.
They're all going nuts.
Go to Macca's and get some Tucker.
Get some Bush Tucker.
Bush Tucker.
It's a Bush Tucker or Macca's.
Hey guys, how's it going? Greg wants to ask you what you guys call McDonald's.
Macca's.
Macca's.
Yeah, I know. I'm still changing. I said.
Wait. Once you're done playing, my friend can come over and play the Halo song on his electric guitar.
Yes. Epic.
He's gonna play it. Let you guys listen to it.
You like that? We lost our RB. RB's gone.
Get him back in here. On the pronto.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it now. Give him air! Unite, you Aussies! Give him the air!
Aussies, unite!
I have to get them back with the power.
This is best, though.
Oh, I can't go that
far. Wow, people's voices are starting to crack.
I haven't hit puberty.
No, Grandma, I do not want a cookie.
It's deep. Oh. me and two other friends sung We Are the Champions with our testy voices on world tour.
We are the champions,
my friends.
And yeah, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Keep on fighting.
Stupid of the day website.
We are the champions
of the world. it was just
stop
like,
with the Skype chat. Stop it.
Stop it.
All right, stop. Everyone get a hold of yourself.
Shut up.
It's turning into real time. Let's stop now. No, stop. Stop typing. Put the pencil down. Put the pencil down.
Now I could just get to go edit for 7 hours.
Oh my
Epic
god.
Show.
Edit
your punch face, Dust Storm. What is wrong with you, boy?
What are you trying to say? I thought you said what did you say?
What is in your gun face?
he's meant to say what is it you can't face, but he says it really quickly, so it's like, what is it your cunt face?
I can't.
What is it you can't fish?
What is it
you can't fish?
I'm curious.
That movie's got very unacceptable language.
But I'm not allowed to do it because I'm in India and it is Ramadan and you cannot swear during Ramadan.
What can you not
when we're in the call center all day, it's very hot and there's too much curry around.
You cannot swear during Ramadan. I already did it before.
If you swear,
why do you say Ramadan with an L? Ramadan.
Ramadan. Because that's how it's pronounced.
I admit Ramadan.
It sounds funny because we're in India, right?
Now you're being even more racist. You're saying that all of the Indians there sound the same. Because
you're saying that every Indian that works in India must live in a tech support company.
Yes.
This is not the case. Some of us work making curry. Others work as telemarketers. They are not all like that.
What is the problem with your Xbox? You can't do it properly.
Is your Xbox plugged in?
What are the problems you can't face?
What is it you can't face?
This week on the GamerCast Network. The Podcastle was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1979 to 1990 and leader of the Conservative Party from 1975 to 1990. She is the only woman to have held either post. Margaret Podcastle, only on Destructoid. This week, Podtoid will be recording their feature commentary for the first Mortal Kombat movie, directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. Get a DVD or not downloaded copy now, or you won't have any idea what the hell is going on. Listen to Gamertag Radio for the perfect union of music and video games. Will the crew do anything special for the episode right before the 150th episode of the Video Game Show? Probably not, but listen to Video Game Show episode number 149 to see what they do talk about. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.